I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A proposal in the State House would ensure more students receive financial aid for college, even if they would normally not qualify. Supporters of the RISE Act say it would help more than 3,000 African American, undocumented, and transgender students. Perla Santoyo, a student at U of I Chicago, doesn't qualify for federal assistance because of her immigration status. She says she struggles to pay for college.
I face many obstacles, and I work myself beyond what I thought were my limits, which was so toxic to my health and well-being. DACA recipients like me pay cash or outrageous APRs and credit cards and loans just to go to school.
The legislation would make all students eligible for state and institutional awards regardless of federal qualification. It also raises the credit limit to qualify for financial aid, meant to help students who have to use funding for remedial courses. In other news, a proposal to overhaul Illinois' income tax took another step forward Wednesday. The graduated income tax easily passed the Senate Executive Committee. Brian Mackey has more.
Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker has made it a priority to change the tax structure so people making more money pay a higher rate. So it's not surprising the measure passed on a party-line vote with only Democrats voting in favor. Republicans like State Senator Dale Ryder from Mattoon says he's worried this would make it easier for future legislatures to endlessly raise taxes.
Politicians are pretty good at the class warfare game. And if you can point to them and say, well, we're going to get more money for your schools, but we're going to make the guys over there pay for it, that makes it easier to do.
A graduated income tax requires changing the state constitution, and on that, voters would have the final say. Democrats want that question on the ballot in the fall of 2020. I'm Brian Mackey.
A hearing is set for four Chicago police officers fighting their dismissals following accusations they covered up a white officer's 2014 fatal shooting of black teenager Laquan McDonald. The Chicago Police Superintendent, Eddie Johnson, fired three patrol officers and a sergeant after a disciplinary investigation into Jason Van Dyke's fatal shooting of McDonald. The Chicago Tribune reports they're accused of falsifying or approving police reports that exaggerated the threat McDonald posed. A Cook County judge acquitted three other officers in January of conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and official misconduct charges in the case. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Lawmakers in Illinois are again trying to raise the minimum salary for teachers. The House passed a bill this week that'll gradually boost the base salary for teachers over the next 5 years up to $40,000. The current minimum, set in the 1980s, is $10,000 to $11,000 annually. Representative Katie Stewart of Collinsville says it'll help address the state's teacher shortage.
Voting in favor of this is a message to our teachers and to our future teachers that we are trying to grow in our state, that we respect the hard work that they do, and that we understand the difficulties that they face, and that we want them to stay and teach in Illinois.
A similar bill passed last year, but was vetoed by then-Governor Bruce Rauner. One of the most accomplished coaches in SIU Saluki's history is gone. Lou Hartzog passed away Tuesday night at the age of 96. As Saluki head track and field coach from 1961 to 1984, Hartzog was twice named the National Coach of the Year. His teams never lost a conference championship meet. Longtime SIUC Athletics Department Administrator Fred Huff came to the university the same week Hartzog did and considered him one of his best friends. Huff says Hartzog had an incredible eye for talent, even when sitting with fans.
Lou would sort of narrate a race, and all the fans around there liked to listen to Lou because he would call, said, "What's the guy in black shorts? I know he's running fourth, but watch him and watch him." He'd say this on the last lap, maybe a mile run, and he'd call the winner every time.
SIUC will host a public celebration of Hartzog life in the coming months.